Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. Samvad, Together in Conversation, is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance of our attention. Why is that? Now, let us remember this again. What we give our attention to matters, as our life's experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving, instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need, sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off and we become freer in our action and choices. And that is our endeavor. This week, I bring to your attention another excerpt which we have titled Looking at Life, from the book titled Healthy Pleasures by David Sobel and Robert Onstein. Playing to the natural strengths of mind and body, Healthy Pleasures explores the many ways to extend our lives as we enrich them, by understanding the crucial role of pleasure in our health. Using the latest research in medicine, biology and psychology, the authors, a renowned brain researcher and a leading expert in preventive medicine, propose a new way to manage health with less effort and more fun. To the excerpt Looking at Life. We seem to be designed to view natural scenes, and this is reflected in our emotional and physical well-being. We prefer certain types of landscapes, perhaps as a result of a deep-rooted evolutionary experience. Regardless of cultural background, we tend to favor park-like scenes with smooth ground cover, scattered trees, lakes, and a degree of openness and depth. Evolution may have given us a deep need to look at life. So, try to include some elements from the natural environment in your home and workplace. Plants, pets, windows with views or natural scenes, paintings or photographs of nature, or even an aquarium can transform a lifeless man-made environment and reconnect you with nature. Here ends the excerpt. I am sure that you will enjoy reading this book. If you do not have a copy of this book yet, you can buy a copy from the following link. If you can't click or by any chance see the link, you can log on to www.humanjourney.us and purchase your copy. Also, you can read a feature on the book as well. Enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Now, if you like reading it all by yourself, please do so, but do not forget to share interesting excerpts, facts, and finds that you come across with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.